USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new Middle East peace plan at the White House. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday.
Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future, and governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy.
The bodies of all nine victims who died when Kobe Bryant's helicopter crashed are now recovered. The LA Times says the Los Angeles County Coroner confirms all of the remains have been removed from the wrecked helicopter. And Wall Street is rebounding after Monday's bad day. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 187 points to finish at 28,723. The S&P improved by 33 points, and the NASDAQ was up 130 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's a warning out there about a very common medication. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The head of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners is blowing the whistle on the overuse of medications containing acetaminophen. They say it results in an estimated 59,000 emergency room visits and 38,000 hospitalizations every year. The president of the association, Sophia Thomas, says the maximum daily dose of acetaminophen should be 4,000 milligrams, but she says taking more than that can lead to liver damage. Acetaminophen is found in over 600 prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines used to treat colds, coughs, and fever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The bodies of two U.S. pilots are on their way home. U.S. forces recovered the crew from the scene of where a military plane crashed in Afghanistan on Monday. It crashed in an area controlled by the Taliban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pro-life Democratic voter Kristen Day grills Mayor Pete on the lack of diversity and inclusiveness when it comes to party members like her. Now, this all took place at a Fox News town hall.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat. Would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party to ensure that the party of diversity and inclusion really does include everybody?
The best I can offer is that we may disagree on that very important issue, and hopefully we will be able to partner on other issues.
Now, after that exchange, Day was on Fox News and asked if Mayor Pete answered her question.
No, really, there's only one right answer to that question. You know, but I would first of all say that when I asked him the question, I didn't ask him where he stood on abortion. That was not my question at all. And the fact that he took that opportunity to double down and sort of alienate pro-life Democrats even further just showed me that he does not want our vote. He doesn't want us to in the party. Because if he did, he would say, of course, we're a big tent party that includes everybody. And, you know, I'm willing to discuss platform language with you. But, you know, he could say then reinforce that he's pro-choice and, you know, let's find ways that we can work together.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger explodes only 73 seconds after liftoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.